Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. This is Sharon. Welcome to the show.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go.
Hello, everyone. Thank you so much for joining me today here on the show. This is Sharon. I'm always so delighted to have you tune in with me every week. And I say it all the time. For all of those who have been with me since day one, the first day that I started on this program, and you are still listening to me today, I just want to say thank you. You are the best. You really are. Thank you so much for your encouragement, for your suggestions, for your thoughts, your support. I am so appreciative. And for those who may be new to the show, welcome. Welcome to the show. For those of you who may be new, if you have a question and you would like to dial in, this is a live show and we are on the air. You can call in with your questions or comments. Just dial 215-383-3872. Push 1 and you will be put into the queue for questions. We love questions on this show, so feel free to ask any of your questions. We'll be more than happy to answer the questions. And the mission of this show is still the same as it was on day one. Our mission is to build strong businesses in the community so that we can put people to work. To build strong businesses in the community so that we can put people to work. That was the mission of the founder of this show, and it continues to be that today. Well, how do we do that? Well, we do our best to bring you information as it relates to sales, branding, starting a business, sustaining your business, perhaps even selling your business, business development, leadership topics. We've had wonderful interviews with entertainment artists on the show, anything as it relates to social media, business news, industry trends, technology. We talk about it all on this show, and we also talk about relationships because you know how I feel. I feel that we are all relational, and it's a good idea to know how to relate to others at work, at home, in the community, with your business. And we hope that the information that we bring to you will be practical information that enlightens, informs, and sometimes entertains. So thank you so much for tuning in to the show today. Well, last week I shared with you a topic relating to retirement. And I think it's such an important topic to discuss and to continue discussing. Some of my listeners, you may be retiring in a few years. Some may be 20, 30 or more years from retiring. Some of my listeners may already be in retirement. Well, the next few topics over the course of the next few weeks, we are going to share information that anyone really needs to know. And if you have family that is looking to retire, you need to refer them to these episodes because there's some really interesting information that I think conversations need to be had around, especially as it relates to families and those who may be looking to retire and those who are retired. And last week I talked about quite a few things, and if you missed that show, just go back to our archive shows and you can hear what we discussed on last week. But I want to kind of reemphasize a couple of things as it relates to retirement. You know, retirement today isn't what it used to be years ago. It's not just an event that takes place in your life. Today, retirement is seen as a gradual transition from one stage of life to the next. And what's so interesting about the dynamics of retirement today is people are starting to live longer. They are experiencing a quality of life that they would like to continue to experience. And in many ways, the retiree today is very different than the counterpart just a few decades ago or a decade even ago. And with the increased longevity and people wanting to continue to work, change in the sense of self and what people want to do when they're retired. And, of course, the advances in medicine and science, people are starting to say, you know what, I may end up in my retirement life, I may end up in that period of time longer than my work life, because some people may live 20 to 30 or more years in retirement, and that is such an amazing fact to me. It really is. On the average, the life expectancy has increased. In fact, the number of people age 65 and older is expected to grow to 98 million. It was about 47 million back in 2015. And it is expected to grow to about 98 million by 2060. And check this number out. The 85 and over age group is expected to nearly triple, from 6 million back in 2015 to 14.6 million by 2040. Yes. Technology, the advances in medicine, people are living longer. So what impact is this going to have on the need for retirement planning? What will that have? This is probably one of the first times in history, I would say, that many people will spend a greater portion of their lives in retirement than in their working years. Yeah. So people are wondering, you know, what will I be able to sustain myself during those years? Do my retirement funds, will they last? And those who are looking to retire are wondering, you know, how do I go about making sure that I have enough for retirement and that I'm okay? Well, in addition to money and having enough money and resources to retire so that you can either maintain a similar lifestyle, there are other things that you need to be concerned about too. And sometimes when you think about retirement, you only think about, you know, will you have enough money? You think about traveling. You think about visiting family more. But there are some other things that you need to take a look at as well. And that's why I want to talk a little bit more about the subject of retiring, the subject of retirement, and what it really means. And when we come back from this short break, we're going to dive right in. Thank you so much for joining me again. This is Sharon.
Gatewood Marketing is a company that can take you from your small beginnings to your moderate business operation on into websites and marketing, everything. So I thank the Lord for Robert and Gatewood Marketing.
Thank you so much for joining me today here on the show. We are talking about a subject that I think there needs to be more conversation around. I do. I think there needs to be more conversations around it in communities of faith. I think there needs to be more talk around it at the dinner table, the lunch table, breakfast table. I think we need to have more conversation around this important topic of retirement and retirement planning and what it really means. And as I stated in the before we went on break, lots of times when people think about retirement, they think about, you know, am I going to have enough money? I want to be able to travel. I want to be able to relax and have fun. And I want to see more of my family. I want to get more involved in some hobbies and some community groups that, you know, are exciting and very appealing. And all those things are wonderful. But I think there are some other topics that we need to take a look at as it relates to planning to retire, being in retirement, and plans. Process, very important. But also, do you really understand what it means when you start looking at your retirement plan distributions, when it becomes time to disperse your income, the taxation ramifications behind those things, and also have a basic knowledge, even if you don't have all the knowledge as it relates to Social Security retirement benefits, but understanding the basics of how Social Security retirement benefits will affect your retirement dollars and will affect you during retirement. Are there any type of earning limitations, taxation? Really have a basic understanding of those things. And when you retire, is it possible to get funds from other sources other than your pension or other than Social Security? What if that's just not enough? Are there other sources that you can get retirement dollars from that you may have access to? And what are the ramifications behind that? Also, another topic that relates to retirement and the importance of really planning for your retirement, making sure that you're planned for health care needs. You know, if you are planning to retire, if you are already retired, what type of plans do you have as it relates to health care needs? What are options out there? And then when you've taken a look at your health care needs, the type of options that are out there, the type of services or programs that you may or may not need, what about transferring your wealth or transitioning your wealth? Is that something that you've really taken a look at and really started visualizing and planning for? And, of course, the earlier you plan for these things, the better. But sometimes this information hasn't always been readily available to everyone because, like I said, there's not a lot of conversation that you hear in regards to planning for retirement. What does it really mean? What are the things that you should look for? Planning for your estate, planning for wealth transitioning or transferring what you worked so hard for. Is that something that you are wanting to do? Making sure that if something happens and you get to the point where you may not be able to take care of your own financial needs or take care of your health needs, are you prepared for that? And pre-planning, final needs planning, are you prepared for those things? Those are conversations that I believe we need to have more of. So one of the things that I want to talk about today, of course, we talked a little bit about the realities of retirement and the fact that Social Security, because there are going to be so many more people who will be receiving resources from Social Retirement, is it going to possibly put a drain on those resources? Because the more people you take out of the work environment, the less people are contributing the taxes towards that system. So will there be a drain on Social Security for future generations? Drain on Social Security. How do you meet or fill that gap? Those are conversations that need to be had. So Retirement. Retirement. The uncertainty of various resources that are there now. One of the things that I also want to share with those who are looking at retirement, and even employers who are looking to offer benefits. Of course, we talked a little bit about this last week as well, but there are different types of benefits, but they kind of fall in two broad categories. One, a defined contribution plan. That's where the employer contributes to the plan. The defined contribution plan is where the employee takes on most of the risks of the plan, and there's really no guarantee as far as, you know, how much money is going to be in there. There's more difficulty and it's more costly to administer, but the defined contribution plan, the employee takes more of the risk. And, of course, the defined benefit pension plans, those are the plans that used to be out years ago. From the 1930s to the mid-1970s, the defined benefit plan, that's where the employer contributed most of the resources to those plans. They took on most of the risk. But things are changing now. You very seldom see defined benefit pension plans out there. It's totally different now. The landscape is totally different. And that's why these conversations need to be had so that when you're ready to retire, when you come to that point and you're ready to say goodbye, you are ready. One of the things that people don't really take a look at, and I'm going to talk a tiny bit about it today, and that's the increased cost of living and inflation. Conversations need to be had around it because I don't think people really understand that concept, and it's really simple, but it can be really powerful as well. Now, when you retire, most people have a misconception that a person's cost of living doesn't automatically drop during retirement, Because people think, okay, well, when I retire, I won't need to drive as much back and forth to work, which means my gas expenses for my car will be reduced. There are certain things I just won't need to do because I'll be retired. I may not need as much money for food. I may downsize, which means I may not need as much money for my mortgage or rent. Some may downsize and pay off their home. Some homes may be paid off at retirement, so people feel that they may not have as much going out when you retire. But the truth of the matter is there's one tiny little feature that people don't really think about, and that's the increased cost of living. For instance, the increased cost of living and inflation can seriously impact the spending power of those who are on fixed incomes. Because remember, when you retire, you will be on a fixed income. Now, some people do decide to work when they retire. And, of course, making sure of the laws and taxation and Social Security benefits, if it's going to pay the full amount or not the full amount, those are things you need to be aware of. But I just want to make this a simple example. This is just a simple example. For instance, if you decide to retire today, let's just say you decided to retire today. If inflation were to run at a level of, let's just say, maybe 3% per year, if you're on a fixed income and you have a fixed annual income of, let's just say, $75,000 a year, how will that impact, how will that 3% inflation impact your purchasing power? Well, for that $75,000, with a 3% per year increase inflation, the purchasing power in 10 years will only be $57,000. So what does that mean? That means that today you could possibly buy goods for $75,000, but in 10 years, that same $75,000 will only purchase you $57,000 worth of goods because of the inflation at a rate of 3%. What does that mean in 15 years? If you still have that same fixed annual income of $75,000, it won't buy you the same $75,000 worth of goods and services. In 15 years with 3% inflation, it's only going to buy you $49,000 worth of goods and services. Now, let's put it a different way. Let's say that all of your expenses, your, and again, this is just an example, your home, your food, your clothes, you had an annual income of $75,000 and you used all of that $75,000. Well, all your bills and everything came to $75,000. Well, if with 3% inflation in 20 years, it would only pay for $42,000 worth of services, which means there's a gap there. There's a huge gap there, meaning your $75,000 does not pay the same. It doesn't equate to the same amount. And that's something that people do not take into consideration when they retire. Now, sometimes when people plan for their retirement, they make sure that there's a cost of living index included, and some don't. Point is, the cost of things increase, and if you're on a fixed income and you haven't adjusted for that or you haven't planned for that, you may have a gap in what you can afford to do. I know it seems really small, but it's really significant. It really can be significant. It really can be very significant. But nobody knows how much inflation is going to be. Nobody really knows that, but we hope that pension plans, if you have opted into a pension plan, you have a pension plan, that it does address the risk of inflation. So if you have a retirement plan at work or pension plan, it's just a quick question or a simple question you can ask the administrator or your human resources. Does this plan have an automatic cost of living adjustment attached to it? And, of course, you always hope that Social Security will have that automatic cost of living adjustment. And individual savings plans, your investment vehicles can also be affected by inflation and the cost of living. And, of course, you hope that your savings vehicles, your investment vehicles, you always hope that they would generate enough to outpace inflation. But if you haven't thought about it or prepared for it, that may not necessarily be the case. So I hope that made sense to you. I really want you to understand that when you're planning for certain things, these are factors that people don't really talk about. And, of course, there's also the rising cost of long-term care. You know, health care seems to continuously increase, continuously. You know, what happens if you need those services and the cost continues but you're on a fixed income? Are there things out there that can help you with that? Are there services or programs out there that can help you with that? You know, retirement needs change. Your needs today may not be your needs in 10 years or 20 years. So I just want to make sure that you take into account other things that will come into play and that can affect your retirement, and that you try your best as much as possible to be ahead of those things. Now, some people have done a really good job. I mean, if you retired, you may have been part of a wonderful retirement plan, a pension plan. And there are quite a few people out there who had wonderful benefits at work. And so you are among the lucky ones or the blessed ones. But you also need to make sure that you take a look every year, or more often if you choose to, you need to take a look every year at your Social Security, at your the cost of living, your insurance, your long-term care programs, your investments, your savings account. You need to take a look at that to see how it impacts, one, your cost of living, two, how does it impact your estate, and how does it affect your desire to transfer your wealth or your resources on to your heirs. Does it have an effect? And it really does. It does. So I hope if you receive nothing else from what we chatted about today, that at least you will take a look at the cost of living and how the increased cost of living can affect your retirement benefits. It can affect your savings. It can affect your the money that you use from your checking to pay your bills. It can affect your Medicare. It can affect a lot of things. So make sure you take a look at your cost of living. And if you're not exactly sure how to do that or what that means, I encourage you to make sure you talk to your financial professional. That's what they're there for. If you have an advisor or if you have an insurance advisor or representative or your accountant, ask them to sit down and help you to review your game plan, whether you are planning for retirement or you're already retired. It's always a good idea to take a look at what you're doing, what your goals are, what your plans are, and if you're on the right track to achieving those goals. Because, you know, my dad used to tell me, if you want to be successful, you should surround yourself by people who are smarter than you are. And if you're not quite sure what to do, ask someone who does. There are some wonderful resources out there. There are estate planning professionals. There are senior or elder care professionals for those who just want to make sure you're on the right track as far as the funds that you may have and as it relates to, you know, your retired lifestyle and your quality of life. There are some wonderful professionals out there who do nothing but that, and they can give you some wonderful ideas. So if you want to be successful, surround yourself by people who are smarter than you are. And I'm going to pass that information and those resources on to you today. And I want to say thank you so much for joining me. And on next week, we're going to cover another key topic that I think you need to know about, whether you're retiring, whether you're retired, if you have children or grandchildren who have joined the workforce. These are things they need to be talking about. These are things you need to be talking to them about so that they will be in a good position when they decide to retire and enjoy the rest of their lives. Thank you so much for joining me, and I hope you have a wonderful day. Oh, you know what? Before we go, I wanted to say I hope you had a wonderful Memorial Day. This past weekend was Memorial Day, and of course, Memorial Day is a day that we give respect to those who died in active military service. They are remembered. And this past weekend is a traditional day that is observed traditionally by millions around the world. So for those of you who have lost loved ones in active service in the military, we truly want to remember you today still, this past weekend, and I hope you had a wonderful Memorial Day. I mean, you can't say enough about those who gave their lives so that we can have our freedom today. It meant a lot then, it means a lot today, and it will mean a lot for our future. So thank you so much, and we will remember. Thank you so much again for joining me today. This is Sharon. I hope you have a wonderful day.